This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on this Thursday. And we're going to be talking about a little bit of everything today. Everything from 4-H to Tai Chi. How about some canning? And maybe even the Rutherford County Quilt Trail. We're going to cover a lot of ground this morning. And Pat Whitaker is with us, one of our guests. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
You brought Michael Shirley with you, or Michael Shirley brought you.
Well, Michael called and said, I've got some things I'd like to talk about, so can I come too? And I said, sure.
Oh, okay. Why not? And then you have a friend who is shadowing you,
yes,
in the shadows.
We have a new expanded food and nutrition educator with us, and she is shadowing us today, Candace Strickland. She just started this week, so we want her to learn about the big picture of extension.
Candace, good to have you here today. Well, I understand that the Rutherford County Quilt Trail is something you're working on. First of all, there may be one or two people who are sort of wondering, is that something you drop a little along the way and you go follow it? Or what is it?
You're close.
Close?
You're close.
Okay.
You're close. It is a trail that is designed to take people out into a rural area where they might see a quilt block that is mounted on a barn.
Ah, okay.
And there are several purposes in that. One is to promote agritourism, because there might be a farm that has something for sale and they'd like to have that promoted. Then we are interested in art and history and promoting our century farms and old farmsteads. So there are many purposes.
Now, does the quilt design that is on that barn, does that have a specific meaning?
We hope so. Some of our families that are actually digging out old quilts that mothers and grandmothers made, and they're going to select that pattern to put on their structure. And that is so exciting, because that just forever preserves the family history. And it also even, ironically, preserves the barns, because many times people just let an old barn go to ruin. And now they're kind of restructuring and stoving up those old barns, and they're proud of them, and they're proud of their family history.
Now, when you find that old family quilt and you want it on the side of your barn, obviously you're not going to put the quilt on the barn.
That's right.
But and probably most people aren't able to paint it.
That's exactly right.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, just wonderful art department is working with us. Riverdale High School Art Department is working with us. Carrie Perkins, the art teacher, this is going to be one of her class projects. And these students are going to be painting them on boards, and then they will be mounted on the barns. And this is a great generational thing, because we've got young people now getting interested in the history of their area. And the first leg of this trail will be where Riverdale art students, it's in their zone of the county. So we're making that connection between the young and the old.
Now, I had noticed something like this in other counties.
I was up
in East Tennessee and driving around, saw all of these quilts on the side of the barns, had no clue what it was,
because
there was no signage or anything.
Right.
So how are you going to get the word out as to what you're doing and what you're seeing, and is there a route where you can go look at it?
Well, we are working with the Chamber of Commerce, and we have a meeting there in a couple of weeks, actually, and we've been talking with them. We're going to be working closely with them to get promotion brochures developed, and our county, Amy Davis in our county IT department will be working on a website, so people can either find it on the web or they'll pick it up at a brochure and that kind of thing.
Does it cost the farmer anything to have these signs painted?
There is a match that they are doing for their block. We have had some funding from Farm Bureau, Farm Credit, and from a grant through UT Extension to help offset the cost. But there is some cost sharing with the farmer, but it is minimal compared to what it would cost them.
Should we say how much it is, or do we wait till later?
Well, I'm waiting to see what all my final costs are. Okay. I'm giving them an estimate at this point, and so then I'm going to wait till we get all our bills paid, and then we'll see. But it won't be extravagant.
It'll be less than $1 million.
It'll be less. I mean, we're looking at around 150. So,
oh really?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not much compared to an 8x8 piece that we're going to have mounted on the barn.
And you say it can also help preserve the barn, or
people are. It's amazing. We've got two families already that we've got to do some repairs, and we're restoring this old barn, and they're suddenly they're really proud of their mm-hmm. structure.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how many do you need? How many barns do you need?
Well, the first leg of this trail is going down the Braidable Pike, down Cripple Creek, up Farrell Hollow, and ending over toward the Reedville Mill. And so that's one leg, and our committee is working on developing other legs. Sam Davis Home wants one down that direction that would lead people to the Sam Davis Home. I mean, it's so exciting because you could just go in any direction out in this county and find beautiful barns along the side of the road. And so we're just trying to do one piece at a time right now. And then we'll be connected to this trail you saw, which was the Appalachian Quilt Trail. And that is a highly developed quilt trail that's been going on for years. And so we will be a part of the Tennessee Quilt Trail system when we do this.
Obviously, the barns need to be close to the road, I would guess.
That's correct. And that's unfortunate for some who have beautiful historic barns off the path that can't be seen from the road. But we're trying to choose those because obviously a farmer doesn't want someone driving back unannounced on a day they don't want any company. And this way people can just drive by and look at it and not disturb the homeowner.
By the way, I will say this today on this program. We normally take phone calls in the second half of the program. But since we're covering a variety of topics today, if you have a question on a specific topic like the quilts for the barns, you can call us as we talk about it at 893-1450. Maybe you have a barn that you're thinking this would be perfect, or I've seen it someplace else, and we want to be a part of it. Something of that sort. 893-1450. And your first leg, you say, is toward the Reedville area, ending right. up down Braidville Pike.
Going out the Braidville Pike. Yes, our first one is the the Murray Plantation Century Farm. That one is our first one, and then we have several on down the road.
Now, if somebody calls with another location that's not on that route, would you consider them too?
Well, we will for another leg. So right now we're pressing right now during this school spring semester to get this leg painted mm-hmm. and up. Because our first tour date is May the 10th. We have a tour scheduled that day for a conference that's coming into town. So that's our first one, and then we'll work on others. People can apply. They can get an application from me and apply, and then as we get those applications in and develop in those areas of the county, we will develop the trail out in that direction.
And when do you hope to have this finished?
Our first route, we're looking at May 10th is what we're looking toward. That's pretty ambitious, but our art teacher thinks they can do it. So.
And how many do you hope to have
on that particular one will only be about six. So
that's a lot of painting.
That's still a good project. But we've got some volunteers who I think will come through and help us if we get behind. I think we can do it.
Now, these look like pretty good, and the ones I've seen were quite large, maybe 15 by 15
or
something.
Most of them are done on either 2x2, 4x4, or 8x8 feet.
Okay, so some multiple of that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And what are they done with, just outdoor paint? Or?
There's we're doing putting it on a type of board, an exterior board, and it is obviously an exterior paint that we're using, and then there is a finish that's put on top of that to preserve that paint as well.
In other areas where they've done something like this, how long does that last before it, you know, starts looking as if it's faded?
Well, I've not really heard that a time frame given on that yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that one.
So word to the wise, if you live on the Bradyville Pike, especially going toward the Reedyville Mill, you need to get with Pat quickly because, you know, once you get your numbers in, it's over.
Well, it doesn't mean that we can't add people later. We're just working on this first leg right now, and that can be added. What we're trying to do also is to not have duplication of quilt patterns. And that's one reason people, if they can apply, you know, if somebody right down the road's already got your pattern that you want, then, you know, we'd rather you choose another pattern. So mm-hmm. that's what we're trying to offer as much variety as we can in historical significance in quilt patterns.
Are you going to have a quilt show somewhere along the line in conjunction with this?
As we get this developed, we'll have a quilt trail day, and that will be promoted, and the community can go out and enjoy it, or people would be able to have scheduled tour days.
And of course, the folks over there at the Sam Davis Home in Smyrna have a phenomenal quilt show.
Oh yes,
year.
They're just chomping at the bit to get one developed so we can do it in connection with their quilt day. Yes, they are.
So if you are interested in being a part of this, if you have a barn that is visible and along that route, Bradyville Pike on over toward the Reedyville Mill, just call you at the Ag Center?
That's right.
Okay, and you're looking at an investment of around $150.
That's right.
Because somebody else is picking up the rest of it.
We've got some sponsors right now, and we'll hope to develop more as more trails are developed, too.
And this will really bring in more tourists. I mean,
well,
it's working.
We're trying to sustain our family farms, and if they have a product that they want to sell, then we certainly want to give them an opportunity for that. And to preserve historical pride and significance and promote the arts. There are just many facets to this that are wonderful.
And, of course, the family farm preservation is being promoted and supported very well by your farmers market all through the growing season.
You bet.
And then even during the Christmas season. I thought that was a
great
addition.
Wasn't that
great? It really was.
Yes.
So if you have any questions on any of these, get with Pat Whitaker at the Lane Agri Park over on the John Rice Boulevard. We will be back. And Michael Shirley.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Stephen's evil brother. Michael Shirley will be with us in just a moment, and we will talk about the 4-H Club and how so many people in the community are involved with 4-H and some of the exciting things that they are doing now, too. Stay with us. Much more to come.
FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, WGNS, Murfreesboro. We cover Rutherford County. ABC News covers the world. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. America's best-selling truck, the 2011 Ford F-150 XLT Super Cab, just $21,988. The 2011 F-150 has more power and more miles per gallon. No wonder it's been named Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. See it today at Ford of Murfreesboro, 1550 Broad Street, or fordofmurfreesboro.com.
F-150 stock number F-363-662. Price includes $498.50 dealer processing fee. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots. Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Play it again! and Sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Played Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. Traffic easing at Church at Warrior, also Church at Barfield. I-24 at 231, traffic easing there. Getting a little bit lighter, Old Fort Parkway as it leads into 96 in the I-24 junction. We're seeing some congestion still as folks make their way into the Midtown Nashville area on I-24 around the Bell Road exit. Also the 24 junction there at Silliman Evans Bridge, still very busy this morning. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu of one of the best Mexican restaurants since 1990. Stop by for lunch or dinner online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We're mainly cloudy skies for today. Highs will be in the lower to mid-50s with a south-southwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Right now, 30.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk radio, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11. The Good Neighbor Network is on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us in conversation. Michael Shirley's with us now, and we're going to be talking about 4-H and some interesting new clubs that are being started. Some good groups there. Tell us about those.
Well, Bart, first I want to mention recognize a couple of our 4-H'ers. We just finished up yesterday the State Market Hog Show. It was over at MTSU, and there were over 400 hogs entered into that show. And we had two of our 4-H'ers that did really well at that, and one of those was Tristan Shirley. He's a fourth grader out at Buchanan Elementary School, and he took second place in the state in the Skillathon contest, which is a test of basic, or not in basic knowledge, but test of knowledge of the hog industry and the 4-H project.
Is that your child?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're a proud dad.
Well, I am a proud dad about that. I'm a prouder agent because he's gone. You know, he started 4-H this year and has really enjoyed it. And then the second 4-H'er that I'd like to recognize is Jessie McMahon, and she's a senior at Smyrna High School, and she actually placed first in the Skillathon in the state. So very proud of both of those 4-H'ers. They did a lot of hard work studying and getting ready for that contest.
Now, when they get involved in something like this, what do? Do they get the animal when it's just really a baby and raise
it? For the hog project, it's one of our best. I think it's one of the best projects in 4-H that we have, besides our chick chain, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But they picked up their pigs in the 1st of October, mm-hmm. and then they raise them. They're about 50 pounds at that point, and then they raise them all the way until this week for the hog show, and then they'll be processing those and putting them in the freezer.
I bet that's hard for them to do after they've raised them.
Sometimes it is, and sometimes they're happy to see them go. So okay. I know with one in particular 4-H'er, he is very excited about. He sold his hogs to local people, and mm-hmm. so he'll be getting a nice payday, and so he's really excited about that.
That would be exciting, I would think, especially for a youngster who's put in a lot of work. Then suddenly they get paid, and you put the two things together. That's work, right. And you get rewarded.
All right. And one of the things that we do in 4-H is really sit down with them, and we put things down on paper. We have a contest. It's called the Portfolio Contest. It's where they keep up with their records. And so they have to, you know, list their costs that are associated with their project. And then at the end, when they've sold their market animal, then they get to show an income. And then they find out whether or not they made any money. So they'll add up their cost, deduct it from their income, and see what's left. So they're learning, you know, budgeting and what it costs to make money.
And so they learn how to maybe do things a little differently so they can have a greater profit. Or
that's
have
right.
a profit,
right.
period.
You know, they have to look, you're exactly right, whether they're going to have a profit at all. So they have to look at, you know, what is their they sit down at the very beginning of the project and set some goals. You know, is their goal to you know, have the to make money? Is their goal just to compete at the show and do a good job there? You know, so they're balancing. It takes, you have to feed a little differently, depending on what your goals are. And sometimes the more expensive feed, you know, that takes down the amount of profit that you're going to make at the end.
Now, are these children wanting to get into the poultry and pig and different types of farming when they grow up?
Well, I don't know if they want to be production farmers, but they definitely want to have, they definitely have a love for animals. Mm-hmm. And enjoy the work being outside. And especially with some of our projects like the dog project or our horse project, they really have a strong bond with their animal that they keep up with. And so I just think that they first just have to have an interest in the animal field. And then a lot of them want to be veterinarians and things like that. So we try to, whatever their goal is, we try to fit the animal project to meet those goals.
Now, you mentioned your favorite project is Chicken Chain. Is that
that's right? The Chick Chain is the Chick poultry. Chain. The poultry group is probably one of my favorite projects mm-hmm. that we have in 4-H because it's something small you can do on a small scale without a whole lot of investment. And they get to the Chick Chain. They receive 25 or 15 baby chicks on Monday of spring break, which is March 19th, I think, this year. And they'll get those 25 baby chicks, and they raise them. They're 2 days old when they get them. Mm-hmm. They fit in the palm of your hand. Yeah. And then they raise those chicks all through the summer. And then the Saturday before school starts back, they'll bring their best birds back to the 4-H office, and we'll have a show and a sale. And by that point, they're already laying eggs. And so that's a really neat project that they can see from start to finish in one summer. And that's why I like it so much.
Are you seeing a sort of a resurgence in people having chickens for eggs? I mean, we've seen it in the news in Nashville, which everybody's right. So surprised. Anybody having a chicken in town, I can remember my grandparents who lived in Knoxville on a main street about a mile from the downtown heart of Knoxville having a poultry shed on the side yeah. of their garage.
That's right.
And that was the norm.
When I started in 2007, we had 12 kids that did Chick Chain. And last mm-hmm. year, we had 42.
Wow. So it's growing.
It's definitely growing. There is definitely an interest in getting back and raising your own food. And we've lowered the you don't have to get 25. You can get 12 mm-hmm. And so or 15. And so that's really made people go, oh, I think I can do this. And so, you know, if you live in Murfreesboro City, there's an ordinance that limits you to 5 hens, no roosters.
I didn't know there was a number. I had not even thought about it, yeah, just to be honest.
It's 5. And you can do that. And as long as your neighborhood allows them, mm-hmm. then you're free to have up to 5. And so we make that possible for some of our kids that live in the city that still want to participate in this project. And then in the county, again, if you're in a neighborhood, you have to check with your, if you have a homeowners association, but it's a great project and people really enjoy it, which has led this project because, like I said, from 12 to 42 in, mm-hmm. in just 5 years, we are actually starting a poultry group, a poultry club that will meet once a month at the 4-H office. And that is led by one of our 4-H volunteers, Miss Dawn Rashansky, has a real passion for working with our kids, and she really likes poultry. Ah. And so they're actually going to be going more in depth. So they're going to be incubating eggs, learning about the different breeds of chickens instead of just raising chickens for the Chick Chain. They'll be raising fancy birds, the ones just for show, mm-hmm. the miniature chickens, and they'll be doing ducks and chickens and turkeys and racing pigeons. And
interesting.
Yeah, so it's going to be a really neat poultry club. I mean, we call it, we're going to figure out another name because it's more than just poultry. Mm-hmm. But they're going to meet on the fourth Monday night of each month, and that's beginning this coming Monday. And they'll be meeting at 6 o'clock at the Lane Agri Park in the livestock barn. And they're going to have a showcase night, so you can come by and see all the different types of fowl that they'll be raising this year.
Michael, if you had 5 chickens, as you said, that's what you can have if you live in the city of Murfreesboro. Can you get enough eggs to for your family?
Absolutely. They'll learn about that in the poultry club, how you can manipulate light so that your chickens will lay all year long and never drop off. And so if you have 5 hens at your house, you know, you can get 3 to 4 eggs a day. Depending on the breed of chicken that you have, you could get up to 5 eggs a day. And that is plenty for most families to make it through. Yeah. So,
now, this is a dumb city question.
There's no such thing.
But I've never lived on a farm. Do you have to have a rooster to get eggs?
That is a great question. That is not a dumb question at all. You do not have to have a rooster to have eggs. Your hens will lay regardless of whether there's a rooster around or not, but you will have to have a rooster around in order to be able to incubate those eggs to hatch out some new chicks.
Okay.
So the rooster is not required. And another
reason. And in the city that you're probably better not having one.
Roosters are outlawed in Murfreesboro City.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I haven't checked with Laverne and Smyrna. I'm not sure what they're, if they have a limit or if there's any limits on roosters. But in Murfreesboro, I do know for sure that roosters are outlawed.
Well, I wasn't thinking about the beautiful song in the early morning hours, but I was thinking about the increased number of chickens all of a sudden.
Right. So they do multiply very quickly if they can get out of hand.
So chickens, ducks, any kind
turkeys,
of...
turkeys, anything with feathers, they'll be talking about it at the 4-H club.
And what about peacocks? Are they in this year?
They will be. There are definitely some kids that are interested in raising the peafowl, the peacocks and the peahens. Mm-hmm. So, I personally
those are
do
strange
not.
Words.
I do not like peacocks personally. They're worse than roosters in the morning. but lots of people think they're beautiful and love their sound and
they like that sound.
I'm glad there
sounds like a person screaming.
It does sound like a person screaming. It's very scary, so I think in the middle of the night the one goes off. So
okay, I'll tell you a story someday, but not it wouldn't
okay.
be here. But it so if you're interested in any of these, get with you at the Ag Center.
Yes, sir. They may call the same number to talk about the quilt trail, and while they're talking to Miss Pat, she can forward them over to me. I'll talk to them about our 4-H projects, any of them that we have.
Michael Shirley telling us about the different 4-H projects going on. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment. In fact, we're going to be talking about Tai Chi, and that might be a good way to get your neighbors to accept the chickens.
That's calm them down.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I stand here and remember that once our hearts were one, and every day was spring to me, till you left and took on the sun. Now the days are lonely, the song of love is still. They say that I'll forget you, but I say I never will. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come see us for all those wonderful gift ideas, from our gift department to clothing. We have a hunting section.
We've really upped our selection of ammo and got really good prices on them.
That's the Rutherford Farmers Co-op Farm and Home Center. And also for your furry friends in our pet and bird section. So come visit us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. We're located just off of South Church at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard. That's the Rutherford Farmers Co-op Farm and Home Center.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Well, mainly cloudy skies for today. Highs will be in the lower to mid-50s with a south-southwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 30.
Welcome back. We're talking now about Tai Chi, and Pat Whitaker will be there to teach you Tai Chi very soon. When is it, February 1st?
That's right.
But you better call Pat quickly because
I don't have very many spots left.
Almost gone.
I limit the class size, yes.
And what does Tai Chi do for you?
Well, this particular class is Tai Chi for arthritis. And the form has been modified so that it has great health. I mean, it always has health benefits, but mm-hmm. it's very easy for people to do. And it strengthens your posture, it aids your balance, helps relieve that pain in your joints, gets the blood flowing to your joints. And the exercises are so easy and simple. They learn breathing, which is has so much benefit. Lowers your blood pressure. There are amazing benefits to Tai Chi that are very good for our health.
And is it difficult?
No. We work on one or two forms or moves per class. We'll spend probably the first 30 minutes in warm-up exercises and some Qigong, and that's the breathing that we coordinate with the moves. And then we'll work on a move at each class, and they're going to be nine classes that will be when we will work through this arthritis form.
Mm-hmm. Now, for some reason, whenever I think of Tai Chi, I think of a way to defend yourself. But
It's adapted from the martial art. Obviously, mm-hmm. yes, those moves are all embedded in martial art. And that's where
but
it
this
came
is
from.
Not what you're showing.
But
it,
we're
it?
Not. And Tai Chi is a very easy, slow art, mm-hmm. as opposed to some of the more aggressive arts that people think of in martial arts.
So if you were defending yourself, you'd do it the same way? It'd be slow deliberate?
Right, yeah. I mean, all the moves are embedded in that martial art, so they all have purpose. Mm-hmm. In that regard. But the purposes have been adapted, and we're using the technique that Dr. Paul Lam, a doctor in Australia, has taught us. And so we're using his approach.
Now, once the class members learn how to do these moves, are you encouraging them to continue for the rest of their lives?
That is our hope. This is one of those arts that a child can learn and a person can do them until they die, really. And mm-hmm. They have such health benefits so many different areas, and they're easy to do. And once you learn them, then you can just continue doing them forever. Yes.
Now, you hear people doing yoga and things of
yes,
that sort where you fold
are.
Yourself and, get in strange positions. And a lot of people aren't able to do that. Is this a good way to start, and before you know it, your body's more flexible than ever?
Well, there's advantages to both, and I do both. I love yoga, and I love Tai Chi, too. And particularly maybe if someone's afraid they can't get down on the floor that you do in yoga, but they'd prefer standing, which Tai Chi is standing, although you can do it seated in a chair. Obviously, people in wheelchairs or with some impairments have to do them seated. It's greatly adapted to whatever condition you have.
Now, once you learn how to do this after this 9-week class, and you continue doing it, if you did it in a swimming pool, would that be better, or does that have anything to do with it?
Well, I think people sometimes adapt those moves to deep water aerobics and do some of those things in the deep water. I love to do deep water aerobics at Tai Chi, at SportsCom.
I was just curious if they were tied together in some way.
Some people tie them together. I've seen some teachers incorporate those moves into things in water, and I've seen them do that.
But the beauty of this sounds like you can remain physically fit without buying a lot of exercise equipment.
You don't need anything but your body, and your mind, and it helps improve your concentration and focus. Because it's a stress reliever.
Yeah,
it's a great because when you're engrossed in that gentle music and the moment of concentration and on your breath there is tremendous energy that comes from that. Our Western culture thinks we get energy the best from that great aerobic workout. We want to jog and we want to work out on machines. And I have loved learning a little bit more about our Eastern culture and how they generate energy internally. And that's one of the things we learned.
They're the ones who probably came up with the saying, no gain without pain. And you're saying you can gain without pain.
You can gain without pain. Yes, you can.
Well, one thing people are worried about these days, I think a lot of older people, as you get older, you're thinking about Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And you said that this helps you focus. It exercises your brain.
It does. It stimulates your concentration and your memory.
Have there been studies that show that this can help reduce your risk of Alzheimer's?
There are an amazing amount of research that has been done on Tai Chi and its benefits. And I cannot cite you off the cuff what one mm-hmm. is right now pertaining to that particular one. But there is just tremendous body of evidence and research that has been done on Tai Chi in terms of its health benefits.
So if you can come up with something that would help you in that area, if you have the effects that you already know will reduce the pain mm-hmm. of arthritis, mm-hmm. man, this sounds like a winner.
It is. I've already got one lady signed up in the class that her doctor insisted that she come. He knew mm-hmm. I was teaching it, and he said, you really need to go to that class.
Now,
and
how much time are we talking about?
Well, the class is an hour long. It's from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays, and so it will be every Wednesday in February and March. Mm-hmm. Then I will make available a DVD that they can purchase after the class, and then they can take that DVD on home with them and continue to practice at home.
How often should they practice?
It's wonderful if you can practice some every day. Something is better than nothing. You mm-hmm. know, if you can do 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that's better than nothing. Anything is better than nothing. Tai Chi is offered several places here in town. One of them that I go to Sportscom on Tuesday and Thursday mornings as much as I can because the same form is taught there that I'm going to be teaching. And so there's other opportunities in town if people can't make this class. Certainly check with our rec department, our city rec department. And we have wonderful classes going on at Patterson and at Sportscom.
And I would guess, too, that the benefit of doing this as a group, you can sort of share with each other, be your own support group.
It is. The social aspect of it is very important as we age, particularly when people retire and they're less social. This is a wonderful social outing as well, and people get to know each other in class and form another social outlet, which is very important as we age.
It's worth it, you know, just to hang out with Miss Pat for an hour.
Thank you, Michael.
Maybe she'll throw in a canning tip along
there
the way.
There you go. You never know. She's a wealth of knowledge.
Two for the price of one.
He called me one day from the grocery store and wanted to know how to pick out a pomegranate. You know, I mean, so, you know, it's just, you just never know what, what Michael's going to want to know.
Do you know how to do watermelons? Pick out the right watermelon?
I have my method, but I wouldn't
it's not scientifically
backed. Scientific.
Yes. Thump on it? Or
it's not research-based.
No, it's not.
It's not the right time of the year either.
No, it isn't.
But I'm ready for a watermelon. There's nothing better than a good, sweet watermelon. So people need to sign up for the Tai Chi classes very quickly because there are just a few spaces
I don't have
left.
Very many spots left, yes. Okay.
So they call the Ag Center?
They call the Ag Center, they need to get their payment in.
How much does
it
cost?
It's $40.
Well, that's not bad.
Which is really, I'm the cheapest game in town, is it? Right. When it comes to that, because most of them are $10 a lesson.
Most places. For all nine.
Yeah,
the whole bit.
Of them, yeah.
Now, do men do this?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I nearly always have men in my classes.
I haven't yet because it's early, and I'm usually, like, dragging into the office in the
Michael's
morning.
Michael's
I need to take Tai Chi so I can get some energy in the morning.
Well, it's amazing. When I go to the 7 o'clock one at Sportscom, I'm just energized for the day. Yeah. It's amazing what it does for you.
Now, what time is it?
The one at Sportscom?
No, the one that
the
you're
The one I'm
teaching.
Doing. Mine's at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
And well, I can maybe make that one.
You're not awake by 9.
I'm at work by 9.
I like to do the 9 o'clock one because this one is focused on arthritis. And people with arthritis that are aging don't feel like getting up really early and getting mm-hmm. out. Plus, I like to get everybody at school first and they don't have to fight so much traffic. Mm.
Now, if you don't have arthritis, will this help prevent you from having it?
It very well could delay some of the the symptoms if you would practice it mm-hmm. because you're trying to get blood to those joints and any gentle exercise to those joints is going to help relieve pain and help offset it.
And I guess just like most other diseases, with people living longer,
yes,
you have a greater opportunity sooner or later,
yes,
you're going to have to deal with some of this. So
it behooves us to take some of our own health care into our own scope, and this is one of them.
And if you can eliminate some of the problems, hey, do it in advance.
You bet.
And what's the number to call?
898-7710.
And you need to do that very quickly.
Yes.
Because just a few slots left. Men and women, you'll both feel welcome. Tell you what, let's do. Let's pause for just a moment. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Pat Whitaker, Michael Shirley, we're talking about Tai Chi, turkeys,
peacocks,
pigs, whatever you want. What else can we talk about today?
We could talk about ham, country ham. Yeah, country ham.
You have some samples with you?
Not at the moment.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
You come, you come and go, you come and go. Loving would be the only colors were like my dream. Red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS Murfreesboro retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.
Our friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They're giving me back a new life. There are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk.
Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. Go big with the mighty 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4. $12,000 off MSRP. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro, your go-to dealer for Ford trucks and the number one Ford dealer in Middle Tennessee, 1550 Broad Street, or fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Discount on 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4, stock number EA23583, number one volume ranking based on November 2011 sales report, retail and fleet cars and trucks combined. Offer expires February 3rd.
WGNS Murfreesboro listens to you, and that's why your opinion counts.
Look, we gotta have serious talk.
Hey, we care.
I just want to apologize.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service this morning. That's Michael's theme song there.
When I do wake up, that's what I wake up to right there.
That's Pat. What? That's what she's screaming there. We're ready to follow Pat, I think, down that yellow brick road where we're going to feel better with Tai Chi.
Maybe we could do a little mini session here in the next room when G. Gordon starts.
You know, that's one of the great things about Tai Chi, I would imagine. It doesn't take a big space.
You can shut your office door and do it for a few minutes in the morning. Yeah.
Sure.
So.
You wouldn't want anybody to see you. Is that what it is?
Miss Pat's not ashamed of her Tai Chi abilities.
No, I mean, but wonder what somebody would think if they walked into an office. Not expecting this, and you saw two or three people moving slowly.
I think you could, you and Scott, every, you know, you could call a little staff meeting here at the office, and we
Murfreesboro's not ready for it yet.
Well, we could work on the breathing techniques at your desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of moves you can do in breathing to relieve that stress, and
that's a good point.
It really is. Particularly if you feel like you're getting anxious about something that's coming up, and we all have experienced stress in our work, and
We could have used some Tai Chi moves yesterday at the hog show when you have 400 pigs running around. The kids were a little stressed out. It was a long week.
I know nobody has these problems, but sometimes if you do, if you have a person who calls you and gets you angry, and you hang up the phone and you're thinking all these thoughts. Can you do the Tai Chi thing
stop
at that point?
And stop and just take some a deep breath that comes from way down in your diaphragm, and just takes a deep breath, and then you can hold it for a little bit, and then exhale it through your nose. That
you can try this in between calls on Swap and Shop some mornings.
Yeah,
that's right.
Could.
And they'll say, "What is wrong with that guy? What is that strange noise I hear?"
They hear you inhale.
But you know, these things, we're kidding about this, but you're able to resolve some of the tension and stress in your life.
A lot of that's in your brain. It's a lot mental. And so any kind of exercises like what Miss Pat's talking about can help you. I mean, like you said, just kind of calm it down and lower your stress level. And there's lots of health benefits for that.
We'll need to remember that next year when our reports are due at the end of the year, won't we, Michael?
That's right.
Go over to the Ag Center and you hear all this deep breathing.
Pat and I are channeling ourselves. Yes.
You know what we've forgotten to do, and we only have a minute left. We forgot to talk about canning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes.
When can you, seasons, you have some classes?
We are. In fact, I'm meeting today with my volunteer to map out our strategy for canning classes that'll be starting in late spring and summer. So we're on the cusp of that. Almost time.
Keep listening to WGNS. I promise you we will let you know in advance when Pat's canning classes begin.
Yes, people are already calling and wanting to get on the agenda, so we're ready for that.
But you say late spring, early summer.
We'll do late spring, yeah. We'll do late spring a little.
Okay. Anytime they have questions, they can call the office. If they're just bored one day, want to talk to somebody, give us a call. We'll tell them about all the things that are going on in our program. And there's a lot of things going on all the time. So 898-7710.
And we have a great website. They can check things on our website, too.
Now, what's that address?
Well, all they have to do is just do a search for Rutherford County Extension. That's what I tell people. It's easy. They don't have to remember much.
It's rutherford.tennessee.edu.
Rutherford Extension, then.
Yep. Rutherford.tennessee.edu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Makes sense. Hey, have a great day.